A behind-the-scenes look at Uber's global rise. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, a consortium of news organizations published a series of articles on what they're calling the Uber Files, more than 120,000 documents, texts, and emails initially leaked to The Guardian. The files show how between 2013 and 2017, Uber lobbied aggressively to enter and dominate otherwise tightly regulated taxi markets. It's the subject of our segment, Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Ben King is a senior journalist for BBC covering economics, and he's been following the rollout of these documents. Ben says Uber's strategy in Europe was to enter new markets first and ask for permission later.
Now, Uber's a highly unusual company, and it was trying to break into taxi markets around the world, which were often tightly regulated and protected. And it used some very controversial tactics to do that, and that's all been well documented before. But what's amazing about these leaks now is how willing a lot of politicians were to talk to them and help them.
So Uber's expansion in Europe began in France. What specifically happened there?
Well, it launched in 2011, and taxi drivers were obviously furious at this new competition. But the heat really got turned up in 2014, when it launched a new service called UberPop, which allowed people without professional licenses to charge for rides. Now, Emmanuel Macron is president of France now, but back in 2014, he was economy minister, and he met with Uber's then chief executive, Travis Kalanick, and Macron agrees to work with Uber to rewrite the rules covering ride sharing. And then in 2015, when taxi drivers are actually rioting in the streets about UberPop, he then says to Kalanick, "I will gather everyone together to correct the law." Now, Uber says that favorable regulations weren't introduced after that. And Mr. Macron was asked about it on Tuesday. And he said he was proud of what he'd done, that it had created thousands of jobs. And he would do it again tomorrow and the day after tomorrow.
And so then how has Uber responded to all this reporting?
Well, Uber wants to draw a line under everything that went on while Travis Kalanick was in charge. And he left the company in 2017. It says its past behavior wasn't in line with present values, and it's a different company today, and the new chief executive, Dara Khosrowshahi, was tasked with transforming every aspect of how Uber operates and has installed the rigorous controls and compliance necessary to operate as a public company.
Okay, well, here in the US, can we take what's happened in Europe as maybe an indication that Uber used similar tactics here?
Well, Uber has definitely faced resistance from regulators in the US and from existing taxi services. And lobbying was part of its playbook to fight back against that. But what was remarkable about the Uber files was how high their lobbying efforts took them in Europe.
And what does this reporting show more broadly about how tech firms approach lobbying? And do you think we can expect any regulation as a result of all this?
In France, the president's completely unapologetic, as we've just heard. And in the UK, politicians mentioned in the files have said, look, you know, we were keen to attract tech investment to our country, so we went out and met with US entrepreneurs. And we were open about that being our policy, even though a lot of those meetings, it turns out, weren't declared. Some of the rules about lobbying in Brussels and London have been tightened a bit since the period covered by the Uber files. But democracy campaigners have argued that all this is more evidence that the rules perhaps aren't tight enough.
Ben King is a senior journalist for BBC News. And now for some related links. We'll have more of the Uber Files coverage on our website, marketplacetech.org, including a piece from the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, the group of reporters and news organizations collaborating on this story. The article summarizes Uber's lobbying strategy during the platform's global expansion. We'll also link to several of The Guardian's articles on the Uber files, including one on instances when company leadership encouraged employees to pull the kill switch and shut down access to Uber servers during government raids. The Guardian's podcast, Today in Focus, has an interview with the former Uber employee who leaked the documents. Mark McGann was Uber's former chief lobbyist in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. And we have a statement from Uber about McGann, which said, quote, "He is in no position to speak credibly about Uber today." Uber is not just facing scrutiny in Europe. The company now faces yet another legal battle here in the U.S. TechCrunch reports that this week, attorneys filed a complaint in San Francisco alleging more than 550 female passengers were assaulted by their Uber drivers. The plaintiffs are seeking damages and accusing the company of being fully aware of the scope of the problem, but failing to introduce significant precautions for passengers. Uber said to TechCrunch that they cannot comment on ongoing litigation, but they are keeping safety at the heart of their work. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. Special thanks to Rick Carr for editing the show this week. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.